We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On a lie with us is one of the elite national broadcasters in America. Mm-hmm. There's no one doing football that knows more than Ross Tucker. And he's with us right now. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
I got a couple of NFL things to start with. So the NFL's getting $550 million for Thursday night football, Ross. And the first 6 minutes of the broadcast last night on the NFL Network was in Spanish.
Hombre en movimiento, AJ Green. Acá está Dalton.
That's the actual broadcast last night. Ross, you've done national radio. You've done national TV. How the hell does that happen?
I don't know. You know what's funny? I was at a buddy's house watching the game, so I didn't even notice it. We didn't have the volume on.
It was in Spanish. Aikman and Buck's microphones were off, and they had to play the Spanish version for 6 minutes, Ross.
I don't know how that happened. Maybe that's why they're paying $550 million. Maybe they're trying to get some new viewers. Maybe that was a strategy. I don't know.
And the other NFL story that's blowing my mind, Kaepernick can't even get a tryout anywhere. Michael Kendricks admits to insider trading, faces 25 years. He's signed by the Seahawks, and the NFL's letting him play.
Well, let's see what happens in the next 72 hours. You know, the Seahawks play Monday night.
Okay.
And I think the NFL realizes that that's a real, real bad look. I think it's bizarre, Angelo. There's two different things here, right?
Yep.
There's number one, the NFL letting a guy like Martavis Bryant play for the Raiders while he's going to get suspended again.
Yeah.
Or Michael Kendricks play before he gets sentenced for federal charges. That's number one. The number two is the teams themselves signing those guys.
Yeah.
Right? So like I put that out on Twitter this morning, at Ross Tucker NFL, and it's funny because there are fans that say, no, I wouldn't want my team to sign those guys. And there's a lot of other people that said, yeah, what do I care? I mean, if he's going to help us win, go for it. The thing that's unique about it is neither one of them are elite players, number one.
You're right, yeah.
And neither one of these teams realistically are really going anywhere this year, right? So, like, if it were like the Eagles or the Saints or a team that has a legit Super Bowl chance and they're signing, like, you know, Aaron Donald or Khalil Mack, I think a lot of people probably wouldn't care what charges the guy pled guilty to. But Michael Kendricks, I mean, the Browns cut him the exact day the charges came out and he was indicted.
Right.
Yet the Seahawks, now that he pled guilty, it's almost like the Seahawks, and I had several people on Twitter, Angelo, say, I don't care. You know, it's a white-collar crime. Doesn't bother me. He didn't hit anybody. He didn't do this. I don't care. He can play. I mean, it's really interesting. So there's two sides to it. There's the NFL part of it, and there's the team part of it. And I think the NFL realizes it's a real bad look if that guy plays Monday night.
Boy,
let's see if he's actually able to play Monday night. I'll be curious to see what happens. I don't think they want that to be a storyline on Monday Night Football.
No, but it will be if he plays. Yep. All right, let me get to the Eagles game because that's all that really matters. And I'm trying to assess again. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little nervous about the game. Should I be?
Yes, I think you should be.
Okay,
because
why?
We talked about it before.
Yep.
Nick Foles is one of the most interesting players I can ever remember. Angelo, I can't remember a game where Nick played well. He either plays awesome or bad.
Yep, right.
There's no, like, I mean, that Falcons game, he did not play well, and yet they still won, which is pretty incredible when you think about it. The good news for the Eagles is that if you look at Ryan Fitzpatrick, I had my buddy Evan Silva on the Fantasy Feast podcast. He looked this up. There's seven games where Fitzpatrick has thrown four touchdowns or more, right?
Yeah.
And played really well. Every single game the next week, he was terrible. So every single time. So, between Fitzpatrick and Foles, this is the biggest Jekyll and Hyde game of all time.
Thank you.
We'll probably know 5 minutes in which guy is going to be awesome and which guy is going to be bad, and we'll know who's going to win the game. I mean, I don't know. People do like the live betting stuff now. Yep. We'll know in about a series or two in which guy we're getting for both teams. Then we'll know for sure who's going to win the game. I still ultimately like the Eagles up front, both sides of the ball, over the Bucks. Plus, I just wonder how the Bucks handle the success. Everybody's patting them on the back after they beat the Saints. And I just, look, I love Fitzpatrick. I'm friends with him. You know, we got the Ivy League thing going. He went to the second best school. And so we got to find – but he just doesn't – he doesn't put it back to back. He just doesn't.
All right, let me get to the other part of this, because this is where it gets – Hollis has been training me. I'm learning about football now after all these years. And when you have the advantage on both lines, as you just pointed out, you usually win the football game, all right? And that's how the Eagles won last week. Is the advantage Tampa's lines versus Eagles lines distinctively Eagles favored both sides?
Yes, I would say yes.
Okay, you would.
I would say yes. Well, and clearly, and I thought the Bucs O-line played well against New Orleans. They played really well. I mean, Fitzpatrick wasn't sacked.
Right.
But Atlanta has a better O-line than Tampa does. Ooh. And I'd say the defensive lines, I'd probably give a slight edge to Tampa's overall. Right. But they're coming in beat up. Vea's not playing. I guess JPP will play, but he's kind of beat up. And we'll see. I'll be curious to see how Bo Allen and Vinnie Curry play against the Eagles.
Well, Rush, you were offensive lineman. I need you to go back to when you were 36 years old. What were you doing at 36?
That was only 3 years ago.
You were appearing on our show.
And I was talking to you in the morning. No, you know what? I was thinking about that. I know where you're going with this, Angelo.
Yep. Okay.
And I was thinking about that. I was on the sideline for Falcons-Eagles for Westwood One, right?
Yes.
And I got to be honest with you, just standing there on the sideline, my back was kind of tightening up on me. I was sweating profusely because it was all humid. My right knee was a little sore. And I'm watching Jason Peters, who's coming off a torn ACL, has me by about 70 pounds. He weighs at least 325, 330 right now. And he goes out there and he plays every snap. It's absolutely remarkable. I've been telling a lot of people this week. I remember what it was like his rookie year in Buffalo. If you would have told me, Angelo, in 2004, when he was a practice squad tight end, if you would have said, hey, Ross, 14 years from now, you know, Jason Peters will still be 36. He'll be playing at an all-pro level as a future Hall of Famer, and you'll be on the Eagles pregame show on WIP. I would have said, there's no way. There's no way either one of those things are going to happen.
It is insane. Is it conditioning? Is it genetics? No one should be playing at that level after all the years of abuse he's taken, right? That's almost impossible, right, Ross?
Yeah, it's both, right?
Yeah.
So he has ridiculous genetics. I tweeted this week, Angelo, somebody sent me the video of him blocking the punt against the Bengals in 04 and scooping it up to score a touchdown, which is – he was number 85. He was a tight end number 85 his rookie year. So that's incredible. But I got to be honest with you, I didn't think – you know, at that point, he didn't really have the attention to detail where I would think that this guy would still be able to play at a high level. He's really matured over the years, because you can't play at 36 based just on natural ability.
Yeah.
You got to really put the time in, really put the work in. And I'm incredibly, incredibly proud of him and honored to say I was his teammate. I mean, I can't wait to see him go to the Hall of Fame someday. He's still playing. And that's what's so fun, is to watch the Eagles O-line. At this point, I'm looking around, Angelo, at like Atlanta and Oakland and the Cowboys. At this point, I don't think the Eagles offensive line is just the best. I think that they might be the best by a considerable amount. I mean, I think that there might be a decent spread between the Eagles O-line and the second best line out there.
I love it. All right, two predictions I'm going to need, Ross. Eagles, Buccaneers. You're liking the Eagles in this one. That's what I'm hearing. Are you right? Am I right?
I will. I do think it's going to be a close game. I'll take the Eagles, something like 24-21, 27-24, something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take that. And the other prediction, Joe, could I have a drum roll for this? This is very important to me personally, Ross, because I got a lot riding on this.
Okay.
Is this the final start of Nick Foles' career as a Philadelphia Eagle?
Whoa. I'm going to say no.
You're wrong.
I'm going to say they win the game, Angelo. And I kind of think as long as they keep winning, they're going to keep erring on the side of caution with Wentz's knee. That's my read on it right now.
He's a Princeton guy.
I got to be honest. By the way, the order of the best Ivy League schools, Columbia's one, Harvard's two, and Princeton's a distant third. Thank you, Ross Tucker. We'll talk to you next week, Ross.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.